This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. It seems like you can't turn on the television these days without seeing an ad for a prescription drug. But while the spots portray happy people rock climbing or playing touch football in the backyard, they are often short on specifics, namely what the drug is supposed to do. Oftentimes, the commercials just say, ask your doctor about fill in the drug's name. So do people actually do that? Here to answer that question is Dr. Janet Pregler. She's Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of California Medical Center and Director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center. Hi.
Thank you.
Do people come into your office and ask you for prescription drugs after seeing these commercials?
I think the commercials definitely affect what patients do. However, I've found in my practice that patients really are pretty sophisticated when it comes to advertising, and often they won't come in and say, I saw drug X on television, give it to me, but rather the commercials will raise some questions in their mind, and they may come and ask me more about the drug, but then ask what other options are available.
There's one ad I'm thinking of where it shows a woman who's kind of depressed, and all of a sudden she takes this drug, and life looks so much better. And it does seem very vague and also very appealing. Who wouldn't want to have just a happy disposition all the time?
Well, that's an interesting point. And in the history of pharmaceutical company advertising, there has been a change really since 1999. Prior to 1999, it was assumed under tort law, that was when pharmaceutical companies could be sued, that if they had informed physicians about the risk of a medication, there was not also the necessity that they would inform consumers when they were advertising. In 1999, there was a suit, Perez versus Wyeth Laboratories, about the drug Norplant. The women in that case said that because Wyeth was marketing directly to consumers, they also had the responsibility to tell consumers about the risks, and the New Jersey Supreme Court upheld that. That may have had an effect on the type of advertising that we're seeing today.
So you're seeing these disclaimers of all the bad things that can happen to you on these ads.
Exactly. So that when you see an ad where the pharmaceutical company is describing benefits of the medication, you're also seeing them describe risks, just as they always have done to physicians.
Is there an upside to this, that people are becoming more educated about what options are available to them?
I do think that there is an upside to pharmaceutical company advertising, particularly in certain areas. When researchers have looked at, well, what illnesses are being targeted, there are really just a few. Two of those areas, high cholesterol and depression, really are public health priorities in terms of trying to inform the public. And frankly, the pharmaceutical companies have much greater resources to do television advertising on those topics than public health entities. So in that sense, yes, I think that there may be a public health benefit to the type of advertising pharmaceutical companies are doing. On the other hand, if you look at the amount of money that pharmaceutical companies spend on advertising, both to consumers and also to physicians, for some drugs, it's a really high amount. In other words, if they weren't spending money to advertise, the cost of those drugs could potentially be lowered by 10 or 20 or even 30%. So certainly many people who look at our healthcare system as a whole find that advertising in particular may be a wasteful use of resources.
Dr. Janet Pregler is Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of California Medical Center, and she's the Director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.